You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there. Welcome to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your host, Anna David, New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder of Launchpad Publishing, which helps entrepreneurs and thought leaders become bestselling authors and the leaders in their field. And that is particularly relevant today because I am answering the question, how do I get media attention for my book? And one of the main reasons that people, my clients, want books is so that they will be the go-to person in the media. So I am going to break down several ways that you can do this effectively. The one thing you have to know is you are not going to release a book and then be able to sit back and wait for the media to contact you. We all think we're going to be the exception. I'm so sorry to tell you this. Your book is not news to anyone. It is not a newsworthy event, except to your mother, unless you're J.K. Rowling or Brené Brown or one of these people. Nobody cares. That's different. It used to be different. Back when I first got into this, it kind of was newsworthy when people had books out. But essentially, it's quite self-obsessed of us to believe it's newsworthy to anybody. So you need to give the media a reason to cover you. And since journalists and TV bookers are often overworked and underpaid, coming up with a way to do their work for them is the most effective way to do it. With Make Your Mess Your Memoir, I've talked about this before, but what I did is I said, okay, I have written a book about writing and making a messy life into a memoir. What on earth does that have to do with the news? Well, dear listener, you may not know that we've been in a pandemic for the past year. So I said, and obviously statistics about depression were rising all the time. And so I corralled a couple of those news stories and studies about that. And I thought, well, writing has been very healing for me. It's healed me as much as therapy and 12-step and all the other things I've done. So I came up with a pitch about how writing about what we're going through can help us heal. And then I had a publicist friend pitch that to Good Morning America. He pitched it to a bunch of places who didn't write, by the way, but Good Morning America did. And I was able to go on to Good Morning America and talk about how writing helps heal our pain. That is not anywhere in my book. And it didn't matter because, they introduced me as New York Times bestselling author of this new book, Make Your Mess Your Memoir. They showed the cover. So again, I did their work for them and I got lucky. So that's where lightning's going to strike. But like I said, it is not going to strike if you're just sitting there waiting for them. One thing that Ryan Holiday, who I talk about a lot because he's a genius marketer and writer, he talks about something called newsjacking, which was apparently popularized by somebody named David Meerman Scott. And basically, you make the news. That's the idea. When Ryan Holiday sold his first book, he was known as a marketer. He wasn't known as a writer then. He wrote the then existing website Gawker and pretended to be someone else, talking about how that guy, Ryan Holiday, got a book deal. Can you believe it? And then Gawker wrote about it. And then he sent the Gawker piece to someone else. And he really knew how to snowball it and make himself the news. So think about your book. We're publishing at Launchpad a memoir about somebody with a special needs kid. So pitch an outlet on the impact COVID has had on parents who are already overburdened. If you have a self-help book on the importance of meditation and it's near the new year, pitch an outlet a story about making a New Year's resolution to meditate. Basically, you come up with the story. So previous podcast guest Cameron Harold, and you can go back in the show notes. I will link to where you can hear about him talk about this in detail. He actually wrote a book called Free PR, so he is an expert on it. But this is the breakdown of what he told me. He said, go to Twitter, look up hashtags of who's tweeting about your book topic. Identify those journalists. Maybe you go to, if you can't find them on Twitter, there are Hunter.io is a website that will give you very hard to find email addresses, and their free plan. I think you even get like 8 free emails addresses a month. There's a special LinkedIn program that you or there's a anyway, there are ways to find people's email addresses, but also journalists are very active on Twitter, so you can tweet at them. And what Cameron does is he picks up the phone, he gets their numbers, and he calls them. I'm not a phone person at all, so I don't do that. But he says if you are open to, you know, pick up the phone, call them and say, hey, do you have 2 minutes? I think I have a good story for you. He also talks about looking at how what you are teaching in your book, if you are in fact teaching something in your book, has helped local people in whatever local place they are. He talked about he has somebody who ranks as the number one service in Cincinnati who loves the content of Cameron's book. So he says, I would contact all the Cincinnati business media about how my content helped this local company. And I think that that's what's really important is you never think this is too small. Well, who cares about local news? I want national news. It's all online. And local leads to national. So I really do think sort of looking at your success stories, if there are examples of people who you have helped through the methods that you're talking about in your book, then that is a wonderful way to do some of the reporting really for that journalist. But what Cameron also talks about, which I think is really key, is using each media hit to its maximum advantage. So that can mean oftentimes driving paid traffic to that story, or really it can just be posting it multiple times. He says that he'll do a podcast interview. He'll post it 5 times on Facebook over the next year, 5 times on LinkedIn, share it 5 times on Twitter, link to it on the press page of his website, and go out on his newsletter list. Ask his team to put it on their social media. And there are programs and websites where you can do that. There's something called Lately, which is I think it's about $150 a month, and it uses AI. So you can basically put a URL for some interview you did into Lately. It will then come up with 40 different social media posts based on the content that's in that, and then schedule them over the next however long period of time. So it's just not a like get the media hit and forget about it. It is getting the media hit, using that media hit to get bigger media, and then sharing it. It's not easy, but what worth having is. That should be the name of this podcast. It's not easy, but what worth having is. That is your episode on how you get media attention for your book. If you would like the show notes, including links to the Cameron Harold episode and other things we talked about, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/media, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com. That's B-I-Z, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.